شكرا شكرا سيد الرئيس. This is how.
Thank you very much, Madam President. In Arabic, you say Madame le Président. I generally take the floor in English to get the message across, but since language is at the heart of the discussion today, I'm going to speak in Arabic. I didn't actually intend to speak today, not at all, because the subject is quite clear to dwell on support, rely on support from delegations on equality, gender equality. Quite frankly, the CD is not the appropriate forum for this discussion. I echo delegations talking about their daughters. I have two of them, and day in, day out, I am trying to ensure a better, brilliant future for them. Secondly, the matter under discussion today, has my full support in my national and also in my personal capacity. However, and unfortunately, this forum where we are all taking part today, the debates, the discussions which we are listening today, unfortunately show there's a lack of confidence, a lack of trust among delegations. I'm not questioning the good intentions or the noble aim behind this proposal from the Australian delegation, which I commend for the proposal, or from Canada and yourself, Madam President, in the continuation of the efforts. We are convinced that this is based on good, noble intentions, undoubtedly, but I invite all colleagues to take a step back and to set things on the right track and to see exactly what we're arriving at. Is this really what we want? Is what we're doing now going to improve the atmosphere here in conference? Is this position going to bear fruit in our work for us, whether we're men or women? I fully agree with what the ambassador of India said, that we need to take on board all of the concerns voiced by delegations, and we should not exploit this noble endeavor to try to make accusations against various delegations. I think we're fighting the wrong battle. I'm convinced that your wisdom, Madam President, will allow us to get back to our work in the next few years and to do the job given to us within conference.